A midday nap may seem like an indulgence, but two new scientific studies suggest naps may be much more than that. One shows that napping helps people learn things better. The other suggests humans may be genetically programmed to take an afternoon siesta. At least that seems to be the case for mice, NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Stephen McKnight studies a gene called NPAS2. It's one of a family of genes that appears to be crucial for running our biological clocks. These clocks influence the rhythms of our days, when we go to sleep, when we get up, and when we eat. McKnight and his colleagues at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas studied this MPAS2 gene in mice. Since mice are nocturnal, McKnight says they become active as soon as the lights go out in the lab.
They get on that running wheel and start running. They typically run constantly for 5, 6, 7 hours. Thereafter, they take a break. Now, we know that that break is actually sleep. They literally go take a nap. They take a siesta.
McKnight wanted to see what would happen to this behavior if NPAS2 were not there, so he bred a strain of mice that was missing the gene.
And for some reason, the NPAS-deficient animals either fail to take that nap completely or delay it to the very, very end of the active nocturnal period.
So maybe, says McKnight, just maybe, these results suggest that for us humans, it's normal and even desirable to take a midday siesta. McKnight is more confident that another experiment with the NPAS2 gene is relevant to humans. That involves how easily mice shift their normal behavioral rhythms. Most of the time, biological clocks are set by light, think sunrise and sunset. But sometimes, slavishly following light and dark can cause problems. For example, when McKnight restricted the feeding of his mice to the daytime, when they'd typically be asleep, his normal mice would wake up and eat. The same was not true for the NPAS-deficient mice.
They have very severe difficulty in adapting to restricted feeding. In fact, if we're not careful, they die.
McKnight believes the NPAS2 gene is not the primary clock gene, but it is the one that allows mice to shift their schedules. And, he says, that's why someone who has to work the graveyard shift can survive even though other body clocks are telling him he should be asleep. These results appear in the online edition of the journal Science. Now, napping may or may not be genetically determined, but Sarah Mednick's research suggests it's important all the same. Mednick is now at the Salk Institute in La Jolla, California, but while she was a graduate student at Harvard University, she and her colleagues studied how sleep helps people learn certain tasks. They had previously shown that a night's sleep helped people perform better on a test that required them to pay attention to what was going on in their peripheral vision. Mednick wanted to know if napping would have the same effect, so she tested people after they had an hour or an hour and a half nap in the early afternoon.
We found that the nappers actually showed twice as much learning as the people who only had a full night of sleep, which means that this learning that you get from a nap and nocturnal sleep is actually additive. So the more sleep, it seems, the better for your learning.
These results appear in the July issue of the journal Nature Neuroscience. Mednick found that a particular kind of sleep, called REM sleep, was essential for this learning improvement, but that's another story. The point is, napping was good for learning. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.